So this one's called If I Was Under Your Desk by Alina. I know for a fact it was originally an improv, but I had asked her to transcribe it, and it's actually in one of the paste bins. Okay, so here we go. Why don't we talk about your current situation? You're sitting there at your little desk, typing away at whatever menial job you happen to be doing at the moment. And I'm sure you're pretty bored. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on here, right? Listening to my chirrut. So the real situation here is that you're listening to my voice and you can't come. And I'm sorry about that. But at the same time, I'm not so sorry as to stop anytime soon. Because what fun would be in that? So, I was thinking a little bit about what I would do if I was under your little desk right now. If I was on my knees, my head in your lap, rubbing my cheeks against those nice, nice thighs of yours, I will have made myself up extra special. You know, the whole nine yards. Foundation, powder, eyeshadow, brown of course, duh. I'll have put on my eyeliner, my mascara, double coats, just to be sure they stand out enough. And I'll look pretty fucking good. And I know you'd think so too. But I think that the real key point here is that I will have smeared my lips, my sexy slutty lips, with ruby red lipstick. And I'll look a little bit like a 50s housewife, I guess. And I enjoy just stroking your legs a little bit with my face. Maybe my hands too, if you're lucky. You'll feel my hair move against your bare arms if you have one hand underneath the desk, which I'm sure you would. And I hope you'll try your best to make sure that your coworkers aren't suspicious. And that's very, very important here because I'm trying my absolute best to be quiet. To not make a single noise. Because if one of us made a noise, then that would ruin all the fun. Now wouldn't it? I'd make sure that you're very, very excited. And I hope that you would know that I'm very wet and very excited for what I'm about to do to you. I'm going to very slowly and quietly unbuckle your belt and try not to let it jingle. I would unhook that little button on your pants and unzip your zipper, one pair of teeth at a time. Maybe you could cough a little bit to make sure no one hears that telltale sign and sound of a zipper being undone. And then I'll pull down your pants just enough that I can take out your cock. Your nice, strong member. but I won't pull them down enough that it would lead to suspicion on why you're sitting in your desk chair, buck naked. Because that would ruin the fun, and people would get suspicious. I hope that your cock is already getting a little bit hard for me. And I'll take my lipstick colored lips and lightly kiss it. So lightly and sweetly, like a little girl kisses her teddy bear goodnight. That's how I'll kiss your nice strong member. I know I'll feel it twitch and surge with blood. This will make me very happy indeed. And just so you know, that is one of my absolute favorite things in the entire world, is sucking cock. Especially yours. I think I'm pretty good at it, too. I mean, I don't think I'm a professional, but I'm definitely getting up there with all this practice on you. So, feeling your cock on my lips would get me very, 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 very wet. I'd be down there on my knees, dripping pussy juices into my little white panties. Yeah, the ones you like, with a little bow in the front. And I'd be thinking about taking you into my mouth. I would look around to the head very slowly, to tease you, and I would kiss down the shaft. I hope you're keeping quiet now. Make sure nobody knows what I'm doing. And then I'll start to take you very slowly into my mouth, tantalizingly slow. I would suck on your head for just a second, and then I'll come up and look you in the eyes. You'll see how much I'm enjoying this. You'll see the lust and the excitement, how happy I am to be under your desk with your nice, strong, strong member. And then I'll very slowly, starting from the tip, inch your nice cock down into my mouth. Slowly, 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 inch by tantalizing itch, inch. I'll cover it with my lipstick, smear it all over you. And then, when I finally reach the very bottom of your shaft, I'll just sit there for a second. Would you feel my hot breath from my nose and the sweet warmth of my mouth, taking your whole cock inside? And then I'll start to move down and up and down, and I'll wiggle my head just a little bit, and pretty soon I'll be the one trying to keep quiet. I don't want to slurp, it's not polite, just like Ma says, and it would draw too much attention, of course, too. I suppose my jewel will start pulling in my mouth, down my throat, and I'll look like quite a mess. my makeup will smear all over my face. And I'll be trying so hard to suck your cock, to give you the blowjob you deserve to have. And in the meantime, my pussy will be clenching because I'm so, so fucking excited to be sucking your cock. Don't get me wrong. I won't worship your cock. They'll have to come up with a new word for what I'm doing, because I'm so completely enamored with your cock, with taking it all in my mouth and my throat, that worship isn't the word. It just isn't strong enough. As we both know, I'll do anything to make you come. To make you come right there at your desk while all your coworkers watch. And then you'll have to do me a favor and come as softly, gently as you can. Even though I am sucking your cock oh so nicely, I want you to stay quiet, and by God, don't show a single thing on your face. Even though you know how well I'm sucking, just enjoy the sensation. Let it tingle on your brain and on your dick. And I gotta go get my laundry. See you next time, babe.